From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. When it comes to the World Cup, people often fall into two distinct categories. There are the people whose lives revolve around the World Cup. They wake up to it, watch it whenever possible, check the action all day long on their cell phones, and they can't seem to participate in any kind of civil discourse without sliding into a conversation about Ronaldo, Josie, Yaya, Rue, or Drogba. We'll call them the cappuccinos. Then there are the people whose take on the World Cup is essentially soccer schnocker. They could care less about the sport, and they can't understand what all this fuss is all about. We'll call them the cappuccinots. Well, to settle this once and for all, we're joined by two people with strong opinions on this issue. John Friedman is a media web columnist for the website MarketWatch. He wrote a column called Why I Hate the World Cup. His opinion is pretty obvious. In the other corner, we have Andres Martinez with the New America Foundation. Welcome to both of you.
Hello.
Hello. Thanks.
Now, I'm going to give you both about 30 seconds to make your opening argument. And Mr. Martinez, you're here in the studio. I'm going to begin with you. Why is this a moment that's worth embracing?
Well, the World Cup only happens once every 4 years. It brings together 32 countries that have made it to the World Cup out of the 200 or so that tried. It's the world's most popular sport. It's the one time when sport and nationalism collide in a way that Americans don't quite understand because we haven't had the soccer craze for long. But we're getting into it, and it's been very exciting to watch.
John Friedman, you have 30 seconds. Your opening argument.
I can appreciate all those points, except for one. I'll make myself now. It's dull. I'm sorry. Watching people play soccer is dull because not much happens except people running around, kicking the ball around. I know there's a strategy and there's execution and there's a point to this, but I don't see it.
Oh, well, that was truncated. 15 seconds. You did that pretty well. Time then for rebuttal, Mr. Martinez.
Well, you know, dullness is in the eye of the beholder. To say that it's a dull sport is to accuse the majority of America's youth of wasting their time. It's now the most popular sport at the youth level in the United States. And it's also to say that the rest of the world is wasting its time. I mean, the whole world has stopped to watch this one event. They stop to watch the European Champions League, you know, every year as well. You know, culturally, if you didn't grow up watching it, I find baseball very boring. So it's kind of in the eye of the beholder. But the World Cup makes Americans very uneasy because every 4 years we discover that we've been playing solitaire in the school grounds. And we compensate by calling the champions of our sports the world champions. So we have a World Series for baseball. Nobody wants to play our game. I mean, this goes back to sort of classic American unilateralism and exceptionalism. We don't play by others' rules, and we don't want to play the games that others play. That's starting to change. And it's interesting that soccer is the one form of global pop culture that isn't dominated by the U.S.
Now, John Friedman, does he have a point? There are all kinds of 7-, 8-, and 9-year-olds around this country who grew up playing soccer more so than baseball right now. Is it time for Americans to open their arms wide to soccer?
I wish I could. I'd love to enjoy soccer like he does and say it's the greatest sport of all time. But in terms of watching something as a visual on television, I find it lacking compared to, say, the ice hockey finals recently or the basketball finals going on now. Those, to me, are much more exciting spectacles.
You know, the day is going to come when the U.S. is going to be in the top tier.
How many years away do you think the U.S. is?
A dozen years. I mean, I think it's just a sheer number of – we're like the China of soccer. We have, you know, the vast numbers of, people. And one of the things that's going to be very tragic to the rest of the world is that the U.S. is going to be, you know, a semifinalist in one of these World Cups soon in a country where we don't really care that much about it.
I've spoken like a man from a think tank.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm going to ask both of you to do something, whether you like the World Cup or not. I want you to pick a team. Who's going to win?
Spain. I think Spain has the best chance.
Oh, darn. I was going to say Spain.
I'd hate to agree
with John on anything.
Well, it won't be America. We could agree on that, too. But what I've heard and seen, although Germany is playing very well so far, I've noticed that, too. Germany is kind of a dark horse here.
We're going to say goodbye, but, John, I did notice something. For someone who hates the World Cup, you apparently
have
been watching.
Well, I'm trying. I'm trying to fit in.
Maybe I'll have to watch one of the Lakers games.
Okay. I'm trying.
Andres, John, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Andres Martinez is with the New America Foundation, and John Friedman is a senior columnist with MarketWatch in New York.